Good evening. So I first and foremost just want to thank all of you for coming to this amazing, incredible, extremely unique in the world example of hopeful, solution-based action. There's not a whole lot like this going on in the world, where people get to come together in their communities and say, this is how we want our city to look. This is how we want to relate to each other. These are the values that we want to have represented in the fabric of the urban space. This is extremely unique, and I want to thank all of you and celebrate everyone's leadership that has gone into this for making it happen for 9 years in a row. For those of you who have heard me talk before, oftentimes it's about design and plants and landscapes, and I'm going to be talking about something slightly different this evening, the human animal, something slightly more complex, and talking about something very much at the core of City Repair's mission. It's going to be a lot about ending social isolation, but specifically about taking on leadership in our lives and in the wide world. And because I'm not talking about plants and landscapes, I'm a little out of my element. I'm going to be referring to notes heavily. But that's a great example of one thing that I'm going to talk about, which is leading from where we are. Not where we think we should be. Not where we think anybody else thinks we should be. But leading from right where we are, because the crises that we face in the world right now necessitate it. We cannot overcome the challenges that we need to overcome as a species on this planet right now without each taking on leadership from precisely where we are, starting right now. So I want to talk about two stories that are present in the culture right now. One story says that we're teetering on a precipice. We as human beings, we're teetering on a precipice across which, oh, bye Solomon, that's my 11-month-old crying over there. We're teetering on a precipice across which we as humans will almost surely see a catastrophic collapse, if not outright extinction. Anybody heard that story? Yeah? Anybody tired of it? Yeah? We here tonight are here to tell a different story. We here at VBC 9, 9 years of solution-based, hopeful, inspiring, creative, connective, beautiful action. We're not here to tell that story. We're here to co-create a different one. And I want to talk a bit about that story. And I'm going to look at my notes and tell you exactly what I want to say about it. This is a story about the world that we want to live in, a story about the world that we want to bring our children and grandchildren into. Whereas the other story says that we're gaining momentum towards destruction as a species, this story says that we are going to shift the course and tell a life-affirming story. Really live. Because where are we going? Where can we say that we're going if we are knowingly engaging in actions that will ultimately lead to the extinction of our species? So we're here to co-create the story. And many people have told beautiful stories in the past. There have been amazing storytellers like Dr. King and Gandhi. There are amazing storytellers among us. But this time, this story is different. Because this time, no one person can tell it. We all have to tell the story. It's going to take every one of our voices to say it loud enough that no one can stand around stuck in that other story. We all have to tell it, scream it, sing it, yell it, cry it, whatever it takes. We all have to step up to tell this story of our highest visions and aspirations. And here at VBC, we get to come together and try that on for 9 days. Look to your left and right. These are the people you get to tell that story with. Look again at somebody else. These are your people. We're it. We're the ones. So the theme for this year is momentum, powered by the people. And both of these stories that I've mentioned are really about momentum. Like I said before, one of them says that the momentum is going towards destruction. It says that all ecological systems in the world currently are declining, and the rate of decline is increasing. And the scientific evidence largely backs that up. But the story we're here to tell starts when we stand up and say, we're just going to do something else. That doesn't look so good. And as we do, we can know that we're not alone, that we stand up and join millions of people all around the world who are telling this life-affirming story. Paul Hawken called it the blessed unrest. And what we see is an awakening of proportions that has... No problem. An awakening of proportions that has maybe never happened because it's never been needed the way it's needed now. The story we're here to tell is a story about standing up and claiming our birthright, which, if nothing else, is to stand alongside our people and work to create the world of our highest visions. So I want to tell a story about how human beings came back into balance with each other, with the earth, with all of the life support systems on which we depend and that are all interdependent. And when I say I want to tell it, I want to live it. And I want to live it with you. And I just want to get one thing straight. Who's it going to take?
Us.
Yep. Who's it going to take?
Us.
One more time.
Us.
Great. Thank you. Not Superman. Not Jesus. Not just Mark Lakeman. Not Obama. Not Van Jones. Not Starhawk. It's going to take all of us. And all of those people are amazing visionaries who can direct our moral and intellectual compass. We can look to them for guidance, as they are truly extraordinary people with wonderful visions. But it's going to take all of us to step up as visionaries. That's our birthright. And it is so crucially needed. We need every one of us to be the storytellers, the light bearers, be the leaders. We need to do it in a way that's never been done before, and we need to start doing it now. And once again, these next 9 days, this is the seed of the movement that has to happen. It absolutely has to happen. And we know it can. To see this through, we're going to have to take on leadership in a way that has been modeled for few, if any, of us. In this society, we get some pretty twisted ideas about what leadership looks like and who gets to do it. Who does get to take on leadership in this society? Yeah. So, what was that? We do? Right, right. So I'm going to backtrack here. We're looking at the other story. We're doing a little deconstruction right now. So in the other story.
Corporations.
Yep. Yeah, so we're looking at individuals, kind of first and foremost within the structure, it's men. So sorry, 51% of human beings. Two, somebody mentioned white people. Somebody mentioned white men. You hit both of them. Yep. People generally somewhere between 30 and 60. People from quote-unquote first world nations. People of the upper middle or owning classes. And it's no wonder that if these are the messages that are held out to us about who gets to take on leadership, that some of us are still waiting around because leadership doesn't look like us. There's this whole other idea that came to mind for me. I was thinking a few months ago about sort of the archetypes that get held out to us about who gets to take on leadership, and I came up with this thing. I call it the Jesus-Stalin spectrum. And so if you think about the archetypal leaders that our society holds out, you have sort of at one end of the spectrum martyrs, and at the other end of the spectrum, dictators. That doesn't look very appealing. It basically boils down leadership to kill or be killed. And all of us have been saddled with those archetypes as one of the predominant messages we get about what it is to take on leadership. So no wonder we've been waiting. But it's time not to wait. One of the funny things about leadership is that you never feel ready for it. I don't. Has anyone in here ever taken on a new act of leadership and felt completely ready to do it? Anybody? No. And who here upon taking on a new act of leadership, kind of at the other end of the spectrum, was actually terrified, but did it anyway. At least 2/3. It's not about feeling ready. And I beg you not to wait until you do. And I have something else here. I don't feel ready, but I'm doing it anyway. And that's what I'm talking about, is we need to be applauding each other as we're getting up, even though we're seeing people's vulnerability. Because the old paradigm of what leadership looks like says that any expression of vulnerability is weakness, is imperfection, is ineffectiveness. But the leadership that I'm talking about, this new story that we're weaving, we get to lead with all of ourselves. Not just the qualities that have been kind of constructed into the distorted version of leadership that we've been handed, but all of us. So leadership at its core, in my mind, is a decision to see that things go well. So taking on leadership in any situation is stepping up to see that things just go well. And imagine what the world would look like if in any situation, at every level, from the home to the workplace, your neighborhood, your city, globally, every person stepped up to take leadership to see that things went well. Would we be where we are? No. In a world where people are so preoccupied with the day-to-day dramas, very few people have their heads kind of out of the muck on the horizon line and actually stop to consider what in this situation would it take for things to truly go well. What would happen if everybody did that? We'd probably ascend on the spot. That would probably like be the singularity moment. If everybody was fully aware to say, what does the situation need? How can I rise to the occasion for this to go well? Imagine what you'd have to risk in terms of fear of disappointment or fear of failure if you really stepped up to that in every situation. Like, consider, I want everybody to say this. I'm going to do everything in my power with every ounce of my being to stop global warming. Say it. Okay, who can say that and actually fully feel it? I didn't have my hand up, by the way. I was expecting a few more, but I wasn't expecting a lot to go up. These enormous commitments are ones that feel very, very difficult to take on because the scale of them feels so far beyond us. But we have to take on that leadership. We have to take on that commitment on an individual level. I didn't say that anybody was going to fix it. But all I said was that we are going to individually do everything that is within our power to see to it that the ship is righted. And that's what I'm asking for. That's what I'm asking everyone here to do in these next 9 days. Just these 9 days. Just try it on. And absolutely beyond. Hopefully somebody on the last night will remind people of that. But these 9 days get to be our training wheels. So try this on with a totally relaxed and confident tone. Economic collapse, I'm on it. Global warming, I'm on it. Peak oil, I'm on it. Social isolation, I'm on it. Great. That's the type of attitude I want people to adopt. Just try it on. Just try it on. So again, the theme is momentum. And just imagine the type of momentum that gets built up when each of us takes personal responsibility just to do our part to fix the greatest crises of our times, maybe the most converging crises that humanity has ever seen. Imagine what could happen. I want to mention four inherent human capacities that I think we need to fully reclaim if we are to fully lead, and they are vision, power, creativity, and connection. And I'm going to just kind of briefly go through each, give a quick definition, and just give a thought, and just hold out, again, sort of an attitude to adopt, just for these 9 days. If it's too uncomfortable, drop it after that, but I would ask you to consider trying it on for these 9 days. So vision, which just for our purposes here, I'll define as our capacity to perceive a possible future. The key point here, this is from Kevin Kelly, slightly modified by me. If we need to believe it to see it, we need to get much better at believing in the impossible, because that's what it's going to take. We need to get better at believing in the impossible. Power. Here's a definition that rocked my world. Power is the capacity to sustain and nurture all life. What if we, as a cultural value, as a cultural meme, treated power as the ability to nurture and sustain all life? Hold that up against the type of ideas that we get about what power is. Sustain and nurture all life. That is your power. Consider it. If it works, don't forget it. Creativity. And this definition I took from my friend Kevin Chambers, who's out here somewhere. Creativity I'll define as the, or Kevin will define, as the ability to come up with fresh, flexible responses to one's present situation. And I want to remind everybody that creativity is not in the domain of a gifted few. We all have unlimited access to creativity in every domain of our life. The place where creativity is probably most needed right now is in the complete redesign of our cultural operating system, how we do business on the planet as a species. And I'd like to hold out sort of an ethical intent that we will bring to every creative decision that we come to. And this is from William McDonough. How do we love all the children of all species for all time? Connection. So here I'm talking specifically about connection between individuals with our communities, and more broadly, our connectedness to every human being on the planet and beyond to other life forms. The models of leadership that we've been given, think back to the Jesus-Stalin spectrum, are marked by a phenomenal amount of isolation. It's either I'm dying so that everyone else can live on without me, or I'm going to kill everybody else so I can survive and keep leading. And again, when we look at that, it's like, who the hell wants to lead in their right mind? And I want to hold out that as leaders in this new story, we get to be more connected than ever. And that as we step out of our isolation, we hold that out to others. And that in and of itself, just stepping out of our isolation and modeling that for others, is an act of leadership. Leadership in our story doesn't mean perfection. Like I said before, it means we get to get up and speak our truth and share our vision along with all of our vulnerability, all of our faults. But we need to get up, all of us. But the piece I want to leave with you with around connection is that the most effective leadership will not involve isolation or martyrdom, but will most likely involve more love and support than any of us have ever experienced. That's where we need to go. We get to reclaim all of these capacities, vision, power, creativity, and connection. We get to reclaim all of them, and we get to use them to dismantle all of the structures within the world, both inside and out, that keep us from living our most inspired vision. In permaculture, we talk about doing the least work for the maximum effect, finding the leverage points, those places that create the multiplier effects for all other problems or issues. And here at City Repair, here at VBC, I think there's been some incredible work and thinking done around finding what is perhaps the greatest leverage point for all human-created issues, and that's getting out of our social isolation, knowing and loving our neighbors and the people that we pass on the street. All of you who are participating in the Village Building Convergence are about to embark upon an experience that is extremely unique worldwide. Soak it up. Leverage it. You get to try on here your vision for how you want to be in the world that you want to create and live in. This is no small act. Over the next 9 days, you're going to see some amazing speakers up here and see some amazing teachers, all of whom have amazing stories. But don't think for one moment that you are any less visionary, powerful, creative, or connected than anyone who crosses this stage. You are it. We are it. If you remember nothing else from this, is that we are it. So I just want to ask for one commitment for these next 9 days. And that is that whatever holds you back from living your most hopeful and inspired vision for yourself and the world, you go beyond it. Do I have agreement? Great. So share your passion, share what you know, share what you're creating, share your hope, and share you. We need you to lead by sharing you. Thank you.